Blog Talk Radio.
Foundation of my understanding, teaching,
and spiritual walk and works along this life path and journey. It is how I make sense out of all that we are challenged with in our daily existence here on Mother, Father Earth. Ashe. I would like to greet you in peace and love, joy and prosperity for all those that are here with me, here on the phone line and in the chat room. This is the place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize all endeavors, understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. I alone create and co-create my divine reality. Today is Wednesday, April 29th, 2009, and this is the Divine Prince on Blog Talk Radio. If you are hearing me in the audio as well, please speak up now in the chat room so that I may see and know. This is the Actualization. Coming to you live from Memphis, Tennessee, in the Mid-South Mississippi Delta, City of the Dead. Let us please also recognize my co-host and life partner to be with us shortly, the Queen Mother Naima Shikamana of New Orleans, now residing here in Memphis. Sister Toni is the yang to my yin and the female dominant energy component to my masculine passive energy and my muse and working mojo. And also here will be special co-host Queen Journey from Richmond, Virginia, representing her psych kindred spirit sisterhood, and more information can be found on her Blog Talk Radio profile. Queen Journey, J-O-U-R-N-E-E, is assisting women to take back their queendom. You can locate more contact information on my co-hosts respectively on their Blog Talk Radio profiles. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/queen-journey, and that's J-O-U-R-N-E-E, and the Queen Mother Naima Shikamana is also known as Sister Toni, and that's www.blogtalkradio.com, Sister, S-I-S-T-A-T-O-N-I. And my website, of course, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where I can be reached utilizing various means almost 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, in 360 degrees of power. I specialize in doing battle, difficult, and block situations of every type and endeavor. I specialize in results. Please also know that I have another site, my virtual temple group on keen.com, and that's www.keen.com/group-list-11688/GHP/1. And you can find more information in a direct link can be found at the top of my first page on my website, www.houseofdivineprince.com. And we will be forward in a moment with the meditation and the actualization. Divine peace and blessings, love, joy, and prosperity. We will be forward in a moment. dictators, perpetrators, Rasta imposters, faking Jamaicans, liars, pacifiers, race baiters, nation dividers, you are now officially on notice. False prophets and ministers, vipers of the world community, those who would tempt the entire world just to honor and glorify your own ego and carnal desires, stirring cauldron pots of evil and darkness, vanity and covetousness, hatred and unholy retribution. Know that we are here, and the work must and will continue. We are binding all demons and devils, freeing the captives and the enslaved. The spiritual warriors, high priests and priestesses of honor are fighting on your behalf and that of all that is good and righteous. We battle in earnest now in this moment for you and with you. For those without a voice and powerless, know that we fight with you and for you. Know that you wrestle not alone. You wrestle not in vain. We are here called as we have been throughout creation, since the beginnings of time itself. Know that this is the time to rise from your slumber. This is the time to pick up spiritual arms against injustice, brutality, darkness, deception, and calamity wherever in the world it may exist. In this moment, we light candles to acknowledge and show honor and appreciation to those who have come before us and laid the way and the foundation upon which we now stand. In this moment, we light candles to light the way of those who may have lost their way and to guide them back to the light. We also light candles in this moment against all that will seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave. We light incense and burnt offerings in this moment for those that have come before us, our exalted and ascended ancestors, and those who laid the path before us in blood, sweat, tears, prayers, and ritual. We light incense and burnt offerings for those who cannot protect and defend for themselves. And with this, we send our prayers to Olorun continually and without ceasing. Aboru, Aboye, Aboshishe, Ashe, may our Igbo reach Orun. May our Igbo be accepted. May our Igbo allow what we desire to come to pass. And we say Ashe and Ashe Amen. We pour libation in this moment to the continued life, blood, and honor that our ancestors' spirit, ingenuity, wisdom, and perseverance may never leave us, but be with us in all that we set our hands to do. That we will bring honor and not shame on our forefathers and mothers as we battle forward in this often uncertain and perilous time. Ashe. We pour red brick dust and form a virtual universal chain of intention and action of protection for the innocent and all who do the will of light and divinity on the behalf of all creation. Let us not sojourn and endeavor in vain. Let it not be for naught, endeavoring that the divine creators will be pleased with us and that we will forever pay homage to the divine forces beyond our present level of comprehension and ultimately find our way back home to be with them as evolved light beings. We meet tonight in the crossroads of what has gone before and what has yet to come. We meet at the crossroads of all space and time, interdimensionally, cosmically, vibrating in pure light and understanding. Knowing that we stand at the center of the divine universe and all that is right now and in this very moment, and we stand not in vain. We stand not alone, and we stand not without divine purpose. Ranks are forming to do battle in the spirit realms with us and for us, and we need only to honor and acknowledge them to bring their presence, evolution, wisdom force into our plane of existence. Know that the spirit realms are more real than this illusionary, transitory, relative, ever-changing physical plane dimension for which many are ill-prepared. True spiritual power and knowledge lies in its efficacy and its ability to manifest powerful, real, tangible, and lasting results right here, right now, in this moment in time. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Tychicus, a faithful minister, shall make known to you all things. May we be purified and stand the test by the divine fire and return as pure gold. Know now, from this moment forward, you battle not alone or in isolation. We are with you and here for you in any spiritual battle or endeavor. I will be forward in a moment. Please also recognize and know that we have a special guest with us from the city of Memphis, Tennessee, a community activist and leader, and he will be with us also in the second half of the programming. Peace and blessings, love, joy, and prosperity. We will be forward in a moment. peace and blessings. The actualization, why it will take more than just prayer and wishful thinking to bring about profound and tangible spiritualization as we move forward in the fulfilling of the prophecies and the new dispensation. Long we have put words to paper and traditions to stone that have been thrust upon us and accepted wholesale along with death and taxes, greed and the illusions of necessity. Building for ourselves temples of silver and gold, mortar and stone, material wealth, excess, and you would have it said that God would have it no other way. As you slay the world and leave legacies of decay, enslavement, and bondage. In this time of actualization, all these illusions shall be crushed. And I would say, ashe. Actualization is not just about manifestation for yourself and your loved ones, but reaching out and extending beyond yourself and your preconceived ideals about what others should be, could be, would be, and meeting their needs where and when you can. It is about respect for the Great Father, Mother Earth. And I say Great Father, Mother Earth because in our ancient Kemetic or pre-Egyptian history, we understand that they saw the earth as father and the sky as mother. And at some point that has now been inverted. But still and always say Ashe. The Great Father Earth Mother, appreciating what you have instead of cultivating what you really don't need. It's about moving beyond self, complacency, arrogance, me, and seeing the whole and connectedness of all that is here in this existence. It's about taking no more than you need and seeing beyond your stomach and your plate. A friend of mine and I were discussing earlier today about the proliferation of the prosperity ministries and the growing issue of weight and health within many of our church communities. And Divine Spirit stopped and spoke to us and said, if we are in fasting, if we are in prayer, if we are in total submission to the Divine Creator, there is no gluttony. There is no weight issue. There is no selfishness. It's about being grateful and humble for the divine blessedness of creation itself and actively building to leave behind more than we take. There's an ancient Native American tradition that you never take more than you need. And you ask respectively, and you give thanks and you give offerings, but you never take more than you need. We need to create a better space, place, and time than the one that we may have come to know and have experienced for ourselves. It's about creating a legacy of life, love, and evolution beyond any earthly comprehension. We exist in a culture of, I know. If any of you have teenagers, you know what I'm talking about. Mama, I know. Daddy, I know. Pastor, preacher, imam, babalawo, I know. Advisor, I know. We are now entering a period of I do, the I do dispensation. So many so-called religious folk at this time are sure and clear about who and what they don't like, who and what they cannot accept, who and what they cannot live with. The volume is turned up real loud on ideals of separation, partisanship, elitism, ideology. Where is the coming together? Where is the instruction and overstanding? the nation and community building? Where is the demonstration? Where are the fruits of all this consciousness and pseudo-consciousness? And how do we bring the segments all together? It begins with the actualization of faith, belief, and trust beyond religious posturing and show. Gone are the days of waiting in anticipation of a great leader that will bring all things into balance and order. In fact, according to many world religious texts, the next major great world leader will be the Antichrist. The technology and information now exist where we all have access and a leveled playing field to make a difference, to make a change in circumstances for many, for ourselves, for our communities, and not just in the thousands, but now in the millions. It's not about group consciousness, but collective consciousness. Group consciousness is similar to gang consciousness, which is rampant at many of our public functions and athletic events in some of our schools now. You know, one or two start a fight and the whole field is in an uproar. That's group consciousness. I'm talking about collective consciousness. The idea of the television show Survivor is collective work and responsibility. But ultimately, each individual has to bring something to the table. This does not exclude the presence of negativity. This does not exclude the presence of egos and self-ism. Those are choices that we make from moment to moment, from minute to minute, for good or for evil, for light or for darkness. It's the great battle of Armageddon, and ranks are preparing. Know this. Skills are being honed. Sides are now being chosen. The planet is telling us, we are one. You are not supreme ruler and destroyer. And the planet is fighting back. Nature is fighting back. It's like poisoning our body temple and then years down the line having it fight back in disease and imbalance and unhealthiness. Arguments of dividedness are feeble and archaic. If I don't survive, you don't survive. If you don't survive, I won't survive. Time and space, motion and space are moving towards the divine universal, with or without us. Gone are the days of the monolithic religious world dominance, secret societies and elitist groups, the great divine, technology, and the universal cosmic order of transcendence will make this no longer possible. So where will you possess your power after your worldly possessions are gone? Where is your strength when your temples, books, and manuals, and churches and buildings are laid waste? Transcendence and evolution is our only salvation. Grow or die. Evolve or be selectively eliminated. It's the natural law and order of our existence in this earthen plane. If we kill off the mother, our planet, her blood, poison her blood, our waters, then surely we too shall die. There won't be any one safe, sacred sanctuary for some elite, rich few. The divine universe has a way of bringing balance to all things. transcendence and evolution is our only salvation. Our only alternative is death. And we will be forward in a moment.
Thank you.
divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Our next show is scheduled to air on Wednesday, May 6th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here at Blog Talk Radio. You can check back at myblogtalkradio.com / The Divine Prince profile to get further information on the upcoming show. We are also working right now to have a special guest on with us next week, Brad Beachler, who is also a fellow New Orleanian who survived the Hurricane Katrina event and has just released the book, When Will the Sky Fall? Hurricane Katrina, a Documentary in Poetry. And the book is available on my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. On the second page of my website, that page is also titled House of the Divine Prince, and it's in the third column to the right. Now, the actualization, as we have been discussing, is about moving from just knowing, understanding, to actual manifestation. We have several callers on our line. We want to begin to bring some of our callers into the conversation. Shortly, we will also have with us our special guest, Isaac Richmond of Memphis, Tennessee. He is a community activist and leader who is starting a movement of sorts, the Boycott Don't Shop. Join the fight for economic justice. And you want to know why? Because the owners of a local store here, owned by Shell Gas, it also has a Subways and a little, convenience-type facility at the corner of Main and Auction Streets, right across the street from our main bus terminal and the trolley station, just in the shadow of our Great Pyramid. And the owners are cheating the elderly, price gouging, verbally insulting, calling black people bitches, whores, bastards, and niggers, intimidating and running certain people out of the store before they finish eating by walking around using abusive language. And it has been said that the owner carries out a big stick and can be quite intimidating. And this has happened to the young and the old. I, too, had an incident in this particular establishment a year ago with an employee in the Subway. And I immediately came home and got online and contacted corporate headquarters, and that individual was terminated the next day, is my understanding. So we need to realize, particularly now with this economic cancer ravishing our communities and the world economy, that along with the Commission on Religion and Racism here in Memphis, they are organizing a citywide boycott movement to deal with corrupt, cheating, and disrespectful merchants in our community, and they must be brought to justice. And that means keeping your money out of their pockets by boycotting these crooks and refusing to shop there. We have one or two of these type establishments right here in my neighborhood, and I will walk, call a cab, call a friend, to go to another community to shop before I spend my money with these businesses who don't contribute anything to our community. And right now, when so many people are being laid off, so many billion-dollar corporations are being bought out, paid off, this is a time that we need to regain our power. You know, we live in what is called the wealthiest nation on the planet. I don't care where you are right now in the sound of my voice. I don't care how little you believe your income is. I don't care if you're getting food stamps. I don't care if you're getting a welfare check. You are still much better off than most of the poor people in the world outside of our borders. But yet we still have power to make changes, particularly right now with many of these companies and businesses having to make the important decision of laying off and who to dismiss. I support getting rid of those who don't support the community. Those who don't provide customer service. Customer service should be number one right now when people have a choice to shop with you or not to shop with you. Customer service should be number one. People are hard-pressed to spend their extra dollar and dimes right now, and I definitely wouldn't spend my money in a place, in an establishment, in a business, with an organization, with a church who's not doing anything for my community. As you know, I live in the Mississippi Delta, Mid-South, City of the Dead, Memphis, Tennessee. I say City of the Dead because we have a great pyramid with a Egyptian statue out front, representative of Osiris, who was the king of the underworld in ancient Egypt. And there's no knowledge to go along with this symbolic structure in the middle of our city, which is not being utilized. So I say it's a city of the dead. This is the city where Dr. King's life and blood was shed and spilt. So I believe that we, above all, have a responsibility to atone, to live up to make a stand in his honor, in our own honor, and our honor of life, liberty, healthy communities, healthy neighborhoods, to do more than we are doing. This is the time to stand up. So I want to check our phone lines. I believe our guest host is present, and we will be forward in a moment. and blessings. Queen Journey, are you with me?
I'm here. Peace and blessings.
We're going to go to our phone lines. First, we're going to have you speak, and then we're going to take our calls. I'm not quite sure who exactly is online. Calls are kind of moving around now. Some people have left, and others have joined in. But I'm not seeing the area code of our guests. So I want you to go ahead and share with us what you have to offer for us today, and then we'll go to our phone lines.
I just want to touch a little bit, peace and blessings, listeners. I just want to touch a little bit on actualization. And for me, actualization means empowerment of women and children. Just basically teaching them life skills and going back into the communities and giving back. And then if that means going to the store for your elderly, you know, volunteering at your children's school, volunteering at soup kitchens and shelters, you know, lending an ear to your neighbor who's in despair without judgment or gossip. It's time for us to teach folks in our neighborhood to start lending their voices, their ideas, their opinions, and working with them to put those plans in action. Not allowing ideas to just lie dormant. It's time to start making moves and bring things into reality, bring ideas into the reality. I just want to say that for me, it is empowering women. That is my actualization and my purpose in life, to show women that we can take back our queendoms. We've been oppressed for so long. We've been beat down, told we were nothing. We couldn't do anything. We were breeders. You know, we are stereotyped in such a worse way. And my job is to empower and motivate women to bring it back to the forefront and become the queens that we are destined to be, we were ordained to be. On a spiritual light of it, I think it's just walking in the light and in the spirit, humbling yourself and exuberating your spiritual energy at all times. Also, sharing your spiritual knowledge with those that don't know the way. You see them every day walking up and down the street, aimlessly, spilling air, existing. So it's time for you to give a hug, share love, you know, share knowledge, and allow your spiritual light to exuberate in order for them to see the greater good and our purpose on this earth. I'm interested in getting to the caller so that we can talk about this situation that's happening down in Memphis, because I remember as a child, my mother would not go into stores if you did not shovel your front yard. If you did not give her a bag for her groceries, she had a problem with that, and she would make us, if we were kids and we didn't really want to do it because it was embarrassing, she would make us stand there until we got a bag for the bread. You weren't coming out of that store. She had a motto, if I'm paying for it, I want it. I don't care what it is. So if that's a plastic fork to go in my soup, I want that. If she's in a restaurant, she feels the same way. She would put her forks in the cups and her food back 100 times until it was right. And at first I was embarrassed because I thought, oh, my God, Mom, what are you doing? You know, you embarrassing us. But now in my adulthood, I find myself doing the same things. Because as a consumer, I want my dollar to go long. And I also want to be treated with respect. Because if I respect you enough to come into your establishment and feed myself and my children in order for us to sustain, then I need my service to be correct. I need my service to be given to me with a smile and with respect. So I'm just anxious to get into this conversation.
Yes, I understand. Peace and blessings. So let's check our lines and see who we have with us. Caller, you on the air? Peace and blessings.
No, it's not.
Hello? Okay, let's try this once more. Caller 267-968, you're on the air. Okay, maybe they're just listening and don't have a comment. Our show guest has not arrived. He is not on the switchboard. And I'm not sure if he's having difficulties getting in. Someone is trying to contact me on one of my other lines. So I'm going to have to take a quick break, Queen Journey. If and when that person calls back, I'll have you go further into your material or put on some music until we figure out.
Okay, that's great. That'll be great.
Our host is, but I'm curious now. Where do the men in our community fit into your scheme?
I think the men in our community fit into my scheme with not just us women empowering women, but empowering men as well. Because a lot of us are in relationships that are dysfunctional. And one of the ways to bring that dysfunction out of the box is to what? Empower your man. Empower the men in our neighborhood. Empower the young boys hanging on the corner. Sometimes a feminine approach is better accepted than a male approach. Sometimes young men, when they're standing on the corner, they're more haughty to an authoritative figure than they would be to a woman. But then they could play the devil's advocate as well, and they will not respect us. But I think it's a duality to empowerment. Why I've taken on the feminine energy of it is because I am a mother, and I feel like in looking at the news and things that's going on, listening to my children when they come from school, you know, telling me about their classmates and how the teacher really doesn't care, it starts with the mom. The life starts in the womb. The nurturing starts with the mother. So therefore, I would want to empower and strengthen women in order to strengthen a man, if that makes any sense. Are we still there? Are you still there? Did I get disconnected? Hello? Listeners, if you all can hear me, please chat into the chat box for me. I think I've lost connection. I'm so sorry for this technical difficulty. We'll be right back in a moment. Okay, so you guys can still hear me. All right.
Well, the realms was met upon by consistent deep meditation and the recognition of the divine within oneself. Tell yourself we nanga go down there. Some loyal soldier who are carry out the royal order. Draw them position and don't cross the border. An instrument of the father. Me sing again. Me long to buck up on some loyal soldier who are carry out the royal order. Draw them position and don't cross the border. An instrument of the father. Me sing say, vampire just up in a sheep outfit. I come with a smile, them a big hypocrite. I move a key, but them not authentic. Me realize that that's a them a them only want selfish. Your smallest demise of it, them big wish. More time to grieve when we see we have to split. But the mission must be accomplished. Watch this now. Me long to book up on some loyal soldier who will carry out the royal order. Road them position and don't cross the border. An instrument of the father. Me sing again. Me long to book up on some loyal soldier who will carry out the royal order. Road them position and everything in a context. This loyalty is some loyal soldier. Who I carry out the royal order. Put them position and don't cross the border. An instrument, me sing. Vampire dress up in a sheep outfit. Over with smile, but them a big hypocrite. I'm over key, but them no authentic. We realize the whole of them are opportunists. Now I sell with them only one selfish. Yes, my less than my big ambiguous.
Peace and blessings and welcome back. We do have our guest speaker now present with us and online. Isaac Richmond is a community activist here in Memphis. Are you on the line with us, sir?
Yes, I am, right here.
And welcome to the program.
Yes, yes, happy, yeah, glad to be here.
We would like to know more about how you decided and came about actually starting the protest and how you intend to move this forward into a movement.
Okay, well, let me just say a little something about the core organization that is sponsoring this whole protest. The core organization, which that's an acronym for the Commission on Religion and Racism.
And that's here in Memphis.
Yes, it's a grassroots, mass-based community organizing movement, 32 years old. We celebrate our 32nd anniversary in October.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this is core, and we've been active. We have chapters over a four-state region, Kentucky, Tennessee, Arkansas, and Mississippi. And our headquarters is here in Memphis, Tennessee, at 1425 Elvis Presley Boulevard. Organizing meetings are held each Tuesday at 6 o'clock p.m. That's core. Now, the boycott, this boycott, how did it come about?
Yes, sir.
Well, we have been monitoring businesses in the black community for a long time, and more specifically over the past 6 months, and even more specifically, the one that's on the boycott. We have had it under close scrutiny for the past 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
And we have found that it has a terrible, and that word is really not adequate to describe it, it has a terrible record.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. As I stated before you came online, I had personally had an issue there a year ago. And I was livid when I came out of there. I felt insulted, degraded, dehumanized, and I immediately went home and made contact with the corporate offices, and that one particular employee in the subway portion of the business was terminated.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying to me now that this behavior has continued and there's been
continued, unabated, and it has apparently escalated. From the people that have come up on the boycott and gave us their versions of what is going on with them in that store. And so we had been dealing with the question of racial economics in the black community, that is, businesses in the black community who make windfall profits from black consumers, but to put nothing back. We were developing a program to address that question, but these complaints came in about the behavior of the owners, managers, or workers in this establishment there on the corner of Archer and Main Street. And so we put our investigative team to work to scope the place out, go in some of our people, and even myself experienced the behavior of this man. I don't know what he is. I don't know whether I'm a manager or what. But we experienced.
And sir, let me make clear. That doesn't really matter to you. Am
it doesn't.
I correct? You're focusing on business owners, whether they
yes,
be
yeah.
Arab,
yeah,
black, white,
that, yeah,
Asian.
That's exactly. So that whole establishment and everything that's in it, all the tenants that's in it, because if they are silent and in league with that kind of behavior, then they are guilty of being in a conspiracy with him, spoken or not. And so we have under boycott the Shell gas station, the convenience store, and the Subway that's within that establishment. It's all under one general heading.
Yes,
and
sir.
So that's one is to address the immediate behavior and whatever that is about the owner and the manager inside the place. The other is regarding the reciprocal reinvestment economic development project that CORE has developed. And to put it simply, every business in the black community of Memphis making windfall profits from black consumers will be presented a reciprocal reinvestment plan that will demand a proportionate amount of reinvestment in that community for its development and the development of its people, or we are going to withdraw African-American support from that business. That's the second element. So we're you're not just concerned about getting rid of that arrogant, disrespectful floor walker or whoever he is. That's just a small part of it. The money
is
drained out of the black community and not anything put back into it is a primary concern. And this movement launches the effort to turn that around.
Yes, sir. Now, Mr. Richmond, let me bring this home and make this relevant for our listeners, because this is on the World Wide Web, outside of our area, who may not understand Memphis.
All right.
This is a black issue because Memphis is a black city.
Yes.
We have a high level of tourism, particularly in the neighborhood of Main and Auction that Mr. Richardson is particularly referring to. We also have another issue, which I'm sure you're well aware of, with the Church of God in Christ conference threatening to leave Memphis for some of the very same reasons.
Yes.
Disrespect, poor service,
lousy
customer service.
Yes. Price gouging.
Right. And in this economic time where the global economic struggle, the last thing we need is money being siphoned out of our city, siphoning away from our communities, and nothing being done to build and promote the people that are here.
Exactly.
And I'm sure you're aware that often these stores, not just the Shell and the Subway, many of the stores in that area perk up on the weekends. They perk up when the festivals come through, when the large out-of-towners and the tourists come through. And those of us who live here are treated terribly.
Yes.
Terribly. I've only been here 2 years, and I feel like I've stepped back 50 years.
Yes.
Maybe 100 years.
Yes.
So understand, this is not, and Mr. Richardson is not making this about specifically about race.
No.
This is a race issue because Memphis is a poor black city.
That is exactly.
And we need the same help that bigger cities are getting, that these billionaire cooks are being bailed out with.
Yes.
And we're asking for righteous respect. We're not asking for anything out of greed or, that we aren't deserving of. It is us who are spending our money in these businesses when the tour buses are not here. We're keeping those doors open.
All right.
So what is your next plan of approach?
Well, we got, in memory of the Montgomery bus boycott in Alabama.
Yes, indeed.
In memory of it, and in an understanding of what has to be done when you are attempting to make structural and permanent change in a social system, we have this business establishment under a 381-day absolute blank-out boycott. The people in Montgomery, Alabama, walked 381 days before they broke the backbone of bus segregation in Montgomery. And we are prepared. We are prepared to be on the streets to boycott Shell, the corner grocery store, and Subway inside 381 days. That's the first thing. Okay?
Yes, indeed.
All right. And now we will present our demands that can be negotiated on the 23rd of May. 23rd of May is a day that we have called for a Black Dollar Tea Party, Freedom March, and citywide mass boycott rally for economic justice. We're going to leave the National Civil Rights Museum and march all the way to this business establishment for a mass rally
and
galvanize the city around these issues in our community.
Now, can I interject?
Just one moment, Queen.
I'm sorry.
And that's Monday, May 23rd here in Memphis?
No, that's Saturday, May 23rd.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong calendar.
Saturday. May 23rd, beginning at 12:30.
Okay, and my co-host, Queen Journey, would like to join the conversation.
All right.
Peace and blessings, brother. I wanted to ask you, I'm from Richmond, Virginia, and I see a lot of the same things going on. How can you enlighten me to empower my neighbors and my community as to these issues and these boycotts, and where do we start? Where will we go? Do we connect with you, or how can you enlighten me on working the same situation out here in Richmond, Virginia?
Well, let me say this. I'm so glad you raised that question, because I want to say to the listening audience and to all of you, this is not a boycott just of this Shell station, Subway, and the businesses therein. This is a boycott movement being organized.
Okay.
This is a boycott movement being organized where we are organizing a boycott system as you would organize a labor union, as you would organize a civil rights organization. We organize
okay.
a boycott movement that can be moved from one place to another,
mm-hmm.
all right, with people who are prepared to do all the things you need to do in a boycott to be effective. Okay, this is what we are building in
okay.
our organizing meetings are held on Tuesday. So, yes, we would love to hook up and connect with anybody everywhere that's trying to do something about these kinds of issues in our community.
All right. So we can definitely get together and exchange links, because I have my own website, as Divine Prince explained earlier, and I would love to blog this information because it's very necessary. You know, we work hard for our money, and we want to get top-notch quality for the dollars we spend.
Correct.
You know, and in today's society and economy, we're already expected to not have and not be able to eat out and do these things. But we are the biggest contributors, especially at the church on Sunday. Everybody going to Shoney's, everybody going to the Waffle House,
mm-hmm.
IHOP, all of these establishments, and
yeah.
we're being treated
yeah.
unworthy. So I'm very well interested in your cause, and I definitely want to link up with you. And whatever I can do from Richmond, I definitely would love to do for you. So you just let me know, and you can utilize me.
We'll be in touch.
All right.
We'll be in touch, because we are going to take this this message of the economic rape of our community, because that's a big thing. You know,
yes,
these insults and so forth, that's something that needs to be dealt. But the economic rape of the Black community, as an example, 98% of the businesses in the Black community in Memphis, is a Black city, 98% of the businesses in the Black community, the Black economy, is in the hands of outsiders or others who have no concern about our community, put nothing back into our community, but drain 98% of the Black economy out of the community into their pocket. Our movement is to turn that around.
Right, empowerment to take back our communities
okay.
as well. I'm loving this. Yes, yes.
Okay. Now, listen, I don't know whether it's...
Sir? We also have another caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
We're doing just fine. Did you have a question or a comment?
I did. I had a question for the brother. I wanted to know, with the whole boycott situation, and I understand that that particular religious conference, they actually want to go somewhere else because the businesses, you know, treat everyone so poorly. What kind of local government backing, the council people, congressmen, so-and-so, networks, what's going on with that?
All right. Well, I want you to listen very carefully.
Okay.
Memphis is a city that has a black mayor. Majority
black mayor of 17 years.
Majority black city council members. It has a black county mayor. Heavily, if not a majority, county commissioners. It has 10 or 12 black state representatives and senators. It has more black judges probably than any major urban city in America. And let me tell you something. And it has more churches and black preachers than service stations. And let me tell you what. They are doing, and this is no exaggeration, it is conservative, because you cannot, they are doing absolutely
nothing
to address any of problems that concern the people in this, the black people in this community. 75% of the students in this town graduate with failing grades and can't read, write, or stand up and make a straight sentence.
That's terrible. That's so terrible.
And there is no resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now that's the spirit of, and listen, if it needs to be verified, I'd love for you to call anybody grassroots down on the ground. Memphis has a reputation that the brother who was talking about it, he said he thought he was back 50, 100 years.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You can't imagine the number of people that I have talked with that have come to Memphis in all categories, trying to do business, trying to do this, trying to do that, and they just speak of the mentality.
And he's speaking
of this
across racial and economic lines.
Yes, yes. And by its own definition, the Memphis writers, and they speak of it. It's a rigidly racist town. There's a racial divide that's not been crossed. I mean, just rigidly in Memphis, Tennessee.
It's time for us to take that back. Y'all listening to this man speak, it only forces me to want to say we need to take our communities back. We paved these lands. Our ancestors bust their knuckles.
Yeah.
Cultivate in this land for it to be taken from us and then flipped around and thrown back in our faces as if we're nothing. And we cannot stand back as a society and allow this to continue to happen. It just can't happen.
All right. Well, listen, I can say this, and I would love for you to, be with us to verify and know, because I know there are a lot of voices in the black community, you know, pretending and blue, blue, blue. But listen, this is a movement. We have been in this town 32 years, and I have never, and we have fought tooth and nail for justice and righteousness. And listen, the media refuses, and you know that story.
But then we have YouTube, and we have MySpace,
okay,
and we have Facebook,
and
these things can be put out.
This is what we are fighting to do, and we putting out all the information, all right? So, hey, this is a movement being launched. So it's not just an incident that we're dealing with. This is a movement in terms of reclaiming the economic value of the black community.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's what this is about. I'm not going to live with 98% of the black economy being in the hands of outsiders. And listen, there are some black businesses that are in that category, because they do the same thing that these foreign white businesses do: drain money out of the black community, don't put anything back, don't live in the community, and don't want any part of the community except the money,
so
whether
why,
it's in the form of tithes and offerings or whatever. So we are addressing all that total question.
Okay.
Yes, indeed. And understand, this city is probably 90% African American. Memphis is more black than Chicago, more black than Washington, D.C., more black than Baltimore. So when you starve out the black community here, you're starving out the city.
Hey.
Our city is sitting in decay. Houses empty, buildings empty. We have a $1 billion pyramid here that no one's doing anything
with.
Okay.
We're running off our tourists.
We're running off now our Church of God in Christ convention. And what are we going to replace that with? How are we going to rebuild our economy as the rest of the country rebuilds their economy? And how do we stop the flow of money leaving the city? We have a large population of people here with cars who travel to Mississippi and spend their money, who travel to Arkansas and spend their money. And I do not understand why the mayor, the city council, the other elected officials, and the residents of this town are allowing that to happen.
Well, let me give you some information on that. Number one, there is no political backbone on the part of elected officials in this town not to do anything about the development of the African-American community. The other thing is, however, is that the state legislature in Nashville, that's that mentality. That mentality will not allow certain things to go on in Memphis, Tennessee, because it is black. So it's a lot, you know, involved in that. So it's hamstrung by laws coming out of Nashville that will pass nothing in the interest of the development of the city of Memphis as it has become under, for all intents and purposes, black control.
Yes, sir.
Nothing. So you got that. And then with elected officials who are not prepared, see, we are going to have to be prepared as a people to break with the status quo. And, of course, leadership, you know, I mean, we all in it together and everybody's is drinking tea together nine and race ain't got nothing to do with it and it's all something we got to work with. See, that's a bunch of baloney.
Now,
Mr. Black community suffers in ways that no other segment of this community suffers.
And Mr. Richardson, we have a comment from the chat room from Iowa, and the comment is, but is this not more than just a racial thing, though?
Definitely, because on our material here, we are saying that to those businesses in our community, black, white, Jew or Gentile,
Arab, Asian,
Democrat or Republican, I mean, hey, we want the same because we get no respect first from black leadership, the mass black community. We get no respect. They treat us, and I say us because I count myself in the mass community. I'm in solidarity with my people. They count us as nobody.
So let me understand you. You fought us first for our situation.
Yes.
I agree with you. Most definitely. So we're not pointing a finger at Iowa or the Republicans or white people.
Not at all.
This
not
is
at all.
City,
we overcome. We understand racism in America, and we understand how the game is played on those who have not, those who are at the bottom. We understand how that game is played by blacks, whites, reds, and greens at the top. They play that game over all of us at the bottom. But we understand that the racial factor exists in America. But the big factor, I don't know what you want to call it, class, or whatever, because blacks have the same kind of arrogance and insulting behavior toward the little people that they make their money for. Black dentists
right.
don't pull no whole lot of white teeth and other, and these black lawyers don't solve a whole lot of cases for other folks. They solve these little black folk cases or refuse to solve, but they get their money from the black community. These preachers get their tithe money from the black community, but they run hand and arm in arm with other people who have no interest in our community, and they function from having no interest in our community, and we have launched a movement to turn that around. That's what this movement is about.
That's right. That's right. And understand, I hear also in Memphis on the north side of town, we have 17 churches in our zip code. There is no reason we should have the level of crime, the level of degradation in our neighborhood with all these churches. So as our elder, sir, what do you think these churches are doing with all this revenue? It's definitely not showing up in Memphis.
Have you read the acronym for the organization, the Commission on Religion and Racism? Religion and racism. Mm-hmm. Religion, as I understand it, and have fought through that understanding all of my life, from seminary all through, is one of the greatest weapons of mass mental destruction in the black community. Now, I need not go into details. That'll tell you what the question you're raising. This is more detrimental than an atomic bomb in terms of destroying the mentality and the forward motion of the mass black community.
And poverty is definitely a state of mind.
Yes.
Some of us have been falsely convinced that it's a matter of what you have and what you don't have. But I believe it's a matter of what you do with what you have.
Truly.
And I believe you're saying that nothing is being done. Our resources are being swept away into other communities. So it's time for us now to make that difference, to make that stand.
Yes, sir.
I have a voice. Definitely,
now,
I agree.
We must take full responsibility.
Now I'm going to check our lines again. Caller, did you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I'm wondering, I'm listening to everything that's going on, and it's so much of it is familiar because I'm in Philly now. I'm from Philadelphia, but I lived in Baltimore for a while. And Queen and I go back a long way. I'm listening, and, you know, sometimes people get upset when they get on camera. You got colleges down there, I know, and students from the area and outside of the area who be willing to participate. I know you got some kids out there because even in the history of all the movements, children have moved everything forward for one reason or another. And I'm sure somebody will be willing to document what you're doing. Once you get it on film, you only had to show it in the city of Memphis.
Okay.
All you had to do was let it get out there, and something's going
to
pop off.
That's
and I understand exactly
what
you're saying.
To do.
You know, I have a cell phone that I use frequently.
Honest,
I record.
All the
I take
time.
Pictures.
Yeah.
I take video. And I take it right home, and I upload it to my computer. And I do it frequently because the sister has a point. If we don't document, if we don't get behind our elders like Mr. Richmond and this movement,
absolutely,
then we can't expect any kind of change. So
and now, God, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say that's why I desperately wanted to have him on the program and to give him this voice.
Let me say before I forget it, I wish you all would. Now, we got people working. We got a website that's going up, being constructed. But I wish those of you who know how to do all this that you're talking about, because, you know, some of our people down on the ground don't know this new technology, how to document, put this together, and get it out all over the world. I wish you would join with us and do that, because we are really... we really down on it, on the case, and plan to make some changes.
And I wanted to just ride off of the caller, Metafly. We do go way back, and she knows my passion about these type of things as well as I know hers. And I feel like documentation is a great start. all you need to do for me, Mr. Richardson, I'm sorry if I'm saying your name wrong, send me some documentation, some information, and I will start the crusade here in Richmond. And I will forward that information to Meta. I always put them on the spot, so I'm doing it again, so she can start a movement where she is. Because it takes, if you reach one person, you've done your job. But our job now is to reach the masses. So with that, if we do it in different states, then it can get done a little quicker. And with forums like YouTube and MySpace and Facebook, where you're at liberty to upload free video, why not utilize it for the greater good?
Okay. And you've tapped the right source, Mr. Richmond. Know that we are behind you. There are others that have not even presented themselves here, present right in the moment, that are going to be behind you and this movement. I've already made some contact with some of our more successful local business owners of color who are going to be sponsoring the program and some of our projects here locally in Memphis. So know that ranks are forming behind you.
Okay. I would like to read this short paragraph of what the core boycott movement really is before we go off.
And let me clarify once again, that's CORR, acronym C-O-R-R, Commission on Religion and Racism. We are not referring to CORR, C-O-R-E, which was involved in the scandal with our presidential election.
All right. May I read that?
Yes, sir.
The CORR boycott movement is what it is, briefly. The CORR organization has launched a new breed movement for economic, social, and political change in the African-American community in Memphis and Shelby County to bring a new respect for the economic and political power of the people, poor, working black consumers, those who spend their money, cast their votes, pay their tithes, but get no respect in return, are being trained and organized into a unified economic fighting force demanding respect, jobs, control of 50% of the money market from the African-American community in Memphis, or the total withdrawal of the black consumer until a citywide reciprocal economic reinvestment agreement has been negotiated and agreed upon, settled, and signed. CORR says, don't buy where you get no respect, don't buy where you can't work, don't buy where you get no return on your money, and don't buy where you can't earn. Now, that's the CORR boycott movement.
Queen, did you have a question?
I think the caller was going to say something.
I was just thinking that we actually have some folks here in Philly who grew up in Memphis and are now. So I'm sure I can do some phone calling and checking left or right and seeing who or what I can dig up. And even if so far as to call down there and find out what's going on, to find some kids who can contact you and get involved and get directly to you, Mr. Richmond.
All right, okay.
Sister has just hit on another issue that I did want to bring up, that many of our successful black families leave the city.
Yeah.
They go to these colleges, they get their education, and as soon as they can, they leave the city. Some of them move out to the counties. Many others move into Mississippi and Arkansas, and many more move further away. So our resources are being depleted, not just financially, economically, but in building movements. And we are broadcasting internationally. So we want Memphians who care, who may not necessarily still live in the city, but you got family that live here.
Right.
You have friends that live here, schoolmates, college mates that live here. Get something going.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Definitely.
Memphis is going to be here, so let's make it something.
Let's take it back.
Yes.
Let's take it back.
Yes.
That's our tradition, our heritage.
Yes.
Our ancestors paved those ways. There's no way that a tree should be dying. There's no way that a whole community should be suffering in the way that Memphis is suffering. There's no way.
I couldn't agree more.
So we're going to take a brief intermission, and we will be back with more calls and more discussion.
All right.
Afudai, Bila Bila,
Nda
Vashkojida.
Non, non, mauvais tato, Marele, non, non, mauvais tato.
Bilalo!
Non, non, mauvais tête.
Peace and blessings. So let us understand that the actualization is more than just talk. It's more than just religion. It's more than just faith. It's about moving into a position of action, activity. It's about acting upon that which we say we know and that which we say we believe. It's about more than complaining, sitting back and observing. It's more than just waiting on some higher divine creator to intercede on our behalf. It's about taking our first step and providing the means for the divine creator to work and actualize through us. So now I want to go back to our phone lines with our honored elder and guest, Isaac Richmond of Memphis, community activist and leader, also our co-host Queen Journey, and our blessed caller on the line. I'm not clear of your name. What's your name?
This is Meta.
Meta, thanks for being with us. Did you have any other comments or questions?
Well, it intrigues me, and it never ceases to amaze me, though, that it begins with us when the brother Richmond, is that correct?
Yes, Richmond.
When you it's us. And Journey will tell you I love us so very much that I am so not afraid to say when we not acting right and we're not acting right. And the fact is that in a system where you're educationally deprived and you got every man or a person that looks just like you but so is not for you standing in front of your face, you liable to fall for anything and let anything happen to you and not put your feet down and start stomping and jumping up and down or writing and singing and screaming and dancing and doing whatever it is that's necessary to get what you need. Here in Philadelphia, it's not to that degree, but it's a situation. It's the same thing. Education-wise, the school system is a hot mess. And Baltimore City is a hot mess. And unless we actually stop perpetrating that illness, because it's a sickness when you continually, put yourself in a position to be abused.
Yes.
That's the bottom line. We're suffering. And it's been so long now that it's coming out of the hands of most white folks. It's turning over to the hands of people that weren't born here. And we still can't get it together. If our own folks are not feeding us the best things that they can feed us and teaching us the best things that they can teach us, then somebody need to get a foot in the behind. It's foolishness.
And once again, our call-in number for those in the chat room is area code 347-215-8967 if you would like to call in and join in the conversation and the open discussion. We have about 15 minutes left remaining in the show. We have our honored elder and guest, Isaac Richmond, community activist from here in Memphis, Tennessee, with the Boycott Don't Shop. We're asking everyone locally and nationally to join the fight for economic justice. Start a movement in your community. Get people together. Start mobilizing and start protecting ourselves and our interests as the country struggles through this economic crisis.
I just want to ask Brother Richmond for his information, if he could give us his website address so that we can start this movement this evening, because that's just how we work.
Okay.
Because it is necessary.
Yeah, let me give you all that I have to get in touch with me. First, my number is area code 901.
Hey, could you speak up just a little?
Yeah, my phone number is 87, area code 901, 870-5267. The email address is corenational@gmail.com.
And that's core, C-O-R-R-N-A-T-I-O-N-A-L.
At gmail.com. And the website is www.AFAM, that's for African American, AFAM Voice. All one word, AFAMvoice.com.
Okay.
And just say that one more time for us.
All right. www.AFAMvoice.com.
And this is
Thank
if you want to get involved locally or if you would wish to be consulted with Mr. Richmond on how to get started in your area if you're not here locally with us.
Well, listen, I travel all over basically the southeastern region, and I would love to be with you where I can, and I would love to have some of you here if you can. So let's communicate. All things are possible.
Definitely, because why can't we take a bus? We take buses to concerts. We take buses to do foolishness. Why can't we get together a group of people and caravan on down to Memphis and let our voices be heard?
Let me say this. On the 23rd, if you're ever thinking about it, and I certainly, on the 23rd, we're having a march to dramatize this, to
and
project
Saturday,
it into
May
national, 23rd. On the 23rd of May, mm-hmm. from the Civil Rights Museum, where Dr. King was murdered.
Here
and we're going to this establishment. We're going to march there and have a big rally, because we got some real plans for that establishment. But on the 23rd, if you could, and I'm certain that some of you will be there, because we're going to film it. And we want the message of what it is, and the whole objectives and everything, the goals of the movement, spread out across the world. So if you could come on that date and be with us that weekend, and we can do some things about accommodations and whatever, because that's where we fight.
Well, we definitely will get in touch with you. I'm going to blog on my website all of this information and empower my members of my site as well as other sites I belong to get involved.
Okay.
Definitely talking to people in our communities, because this is necessary. It's very important. And I thank God for you and your mission, because how do we know if you don't show us? You understand? How can we grow if we're not taught? So with that, I respect and I honor you for even taking the time out to talk with us and give us this knowledge, because it's important.
I'm honored to be here with you. And my brother, Brother Ty.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure that you can get me and, when we communicate, you can get me addresses, email addresses, and websites of all the people who
Yes, sir. For those who don't,
so I can get all of the information.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about the co-organization. Background history. So people will know, how all of this has come about.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get it all to them in all the ways that I can communicate. Okay.
Yes, sir. And we greatly appreciate your time and your being with us. We hope to have you back on again in a future show. With any updates, updated information, or any future events.
All right, and let me say this. I'd love to be able to announce on this boycott promotion one of you, some of you, or all of you as speakers on this question at the boycott rally, because we're going to rally there at the culmination of the march at his business site.
Yes,
so
sir.
I would love to. So I'm going to say that we will probably invite some of you if you can come, and we're going to help you come, and because I'd like to have a voice or voices from other areas,
mm-hmm.
to be in solidarity with what we're doing here, and speaking of taking what we're trying to do in Memphis throughout the nation. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Hey.
Well, once again, we want to thank you, and we were honored by your presence.
Hey, and I was honored to have the invitation to be on. Thank you, my brothers and sisters.
Peace and blessings.
Bye now.
Peace and blessings.
So once again, we are moving from mere consciousness, awakening, manifestation to actualization. To taking what we know, what we think we know, what we think we understand, and actually putting it to work for us, for our families, for each other, and our communities. Once again, I hope to have a new author on the show with us on next week. He is a New Orleans Hurricane Katrina survivor, such as myself and the Queen Mother, Naima Shikamana, who did not appear with us this evening. His name is Brad Beachler, and the name of his book is When Will the Sky Fall? Hurricane Katrina, a Documentary and Poetry. And the book can be purchased on the second page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, along with a plethora of other religious, spiritual, cultural, and enlightening literature. I want to thank Queen Journey for being with us. I would like to thank our caller for being with us on the line. I would like to thank all those in the chat room for being present with us. You are greatly appreciated, and we greatly appreciate your taking the time to be with us on this evening and to share the show and this message with us. And we will be looking forward to meeting with you again on next week, May 6th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Peace and blessings, love and prosperity. Ashe.
Peace and blessings.
And we have a choice, and we don't know who to love. And the crime in the street. All I know is that you've got to get